Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, your next chance to buy some outstanding cattle coming from Superior Video Livestock Auction on Thursday, May 4th, 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be broadcast live from the historic Fort Worth Stockyards on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 29,000 head, 8,600 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 7,900 wean calves, 6,700 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can always visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com. That's www.SuperiorLivestock.com, or give us a call at 800-422-2117. Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 4th, with their next auction, 29,000 head, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
All right, welcome back. Cash cattle traders were sitting on their hands today, leaving both bids and asking prices poorly defined. Many producers and cattle caught in the path of the ugly late winter blizzard continue to work towards recovery. Other than the general presumption that show lists will eventually be priced higher, we don't look for much definition from either side until the second half of the week. Meanwhile, opening hog bids ranged from steady to $1 higher. Corn futures were several cents lower today in the early rounds, checked by profit-taking and long liquidation. Meanwhile, equities were mixed today, with the Dow Jones up 7 points, NASDAQ off by 7. In live cattle, futures moved substantially higher, boosted by signs of solid seasonal beef demand and bull-spreading interest. It seems like a good bet that the tough weekend blizzard could further tighten already tight Fed offerings. In feeder cattle, triple-digit gains dominated the feeder market in the early rounds, with bulls quickly reclaiming much of the price territory lost on Monday. Reports of higher feeder auction sales at Oklahoma City and Joplin yesterday all seemed to have been supportive. Winter wheat markets, though, were higher in overnight trading, adding to yesterday's big gains as damage to fields in the Central Plains is being assessed following Sunday's snowstorm and freezing weather. Hard red winter wheat futures, though, were up another 1.1% overnight and are now the highest since early March. Corn prices were unchanged to a little lower late in the overnight session, as USDA's progress report showed planting advanced to 34% to match the five-year average. Soybeans were higher and got a lift from higher Asian and European markets that reopened after Monday's holiday. And finally, winter wheat prices added to Monday's gains, but the upward momentum slowed with hard red winter wheat about 5 cents late in the overnight session. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.